So welcome to another podcast, a new interesting show. So I just get some divulging information, and it is brought to you by your host, Boss Wagoru Fake. And I got to tell you, well, people, I plan to not have any dramatic issues for several reasons. I'm looking at self-care, and it is broad. It is have six types of self-care, and then my first episode, which look at authentic self-esteem, is much more indulgent to discuss about. So I am going to discuss about self-care and then divulge into authentic self-esteem and well-being. So our topic, we're going to look at the six types of self-care, and number one is emotional self-care. And that's really, when you hear the term and the process, when you hear the word emotional self-care, you're basically thinking of the activity that help you to connect, process, and reflect on a full range of emotion, simple, clear, and precise, right? So it helps you, first of all, to connect to people, how you can relate to them, which is understandable, processing the message or the relationship you have with the person, and then reflect on yourself by assessing the different type of emotional that you're having. In one day you're minute you're sad, the next minute you're depressed, the next minute you're happy, the next minute you're this and that. So for an example, we will look at for an example, you seen an therapist writing in a journal. So a therapist, then you're writing in a journal, creating a heart, playing music. So these type of how you express yourself is using these type of method to show your emotional emotional self, so you can be relatable to each other. And now then you have practical self-care. What do you like practical self-care? You're like, what? So practical self-care is basically the task that you completely the task you complete that fulfill the core aspect of your life in order to prevent future stressful situation, which is like that is everyday life journey, like the things that you do in life, planning a budget, doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that, the little small things that you do, so add up so you don't become stressful. Like when you have exam, instead of you wait on the day or the day before exam, you prepare yourself some couple months, so you don't have this wallipa burden on you, and which is quite important. So for an example, creating a budget or taking a professional development class and organizing your closet. So like from Monday to Friday, like for me, I do this every, like, you know, if I'm working, I'm going to like a summer job, and you know, so me at work, I am not going to be every morning me I get up on a press. No, my Saturdays is only for tidying the house and press my working clothes, so it can last me up till Friday, and then the routine go to another, continue to another day. So Saturday is my day to be practical. But during the week, I am so busy, I don't have no time for, you know, iron clothes every morning, you know say? So practical is quite important in self-care, and also physical, on the other hand, also important to self-care. So the activity that you do, like exercise in the morning, waking up in the morning, make your bed, etc. So this activity of physical self-care is the activity that you improve the well-being of your physical health. So as I said, exercise in the morning. So taking a walk during your lunch break, sleeping 8 hours a night a day, and staying hydrating, which is critical to your body, which is important to self-care. Mental health. Mental health self-care is quite important. And I'm going to share a little story that a girl, she on Twitter, she ever complained that she's depressed and she's this, and our relationship is a strain on her and this and that. And I say to her, whether I made a broad tweet and say that mental health and self-care is quite important, and with those two it is important sometimes you go to a quiet place and block out every single thing, because you know, say you can't manage the stress, you can't manage the noise, you can't manage the barrier just adding your way. So you have to have a clear mental health, because everybody has mental problem, but the way in which you deal with it is quite important. So mental health care is any activity that stimulates your mind or your intellect. And these are like reading a book, solving a puzzle, playing a chess, going to the museum, etc. So these, like, your mental health is coming like your leisure time. You do things to free your mind, you cope, you do yoga or whatever, exercise or do something to make your mind relax. So it stimulates your mind, as it says, which is quite important. And then mental health, on the flip side of it, is social self-care. And these all six type of self-care is quite important in the development of you as an individual, whether it's personally or professionally. So it works both ways. So these social self-care deals with activity that nurtures and deepens the relationship with people in your life. Same thing as for emotional. So social self-care link to emotional, because it deep, you have a sense of connection with people. So it deepens your relationship, like getting really gritty, getting to know them dirty ways, you know? Getting to know them dirty ways. And it's quite important why it is important. So you have real friends and not plastic friends. So it is important to build a bond and a relationship with that. For example, brunch with your friend, going out on a date, making time to call your mother, or doing it like regular routine. Just a nature of activity, which is quite important. And then the final and last of it is being spiritual. So spiritual self-care has to do with the nature and your spirit, and allowing you to think bigger than yourself. So these goals that you have into 2020, that is what make you connect all the dots in the self-care line, all the dots, because you think big about yourself, which is about your emotional comes into play, your practicals comes into play, your physical comes into play. Say, you know, say you want to reach this amount of fitness in such amount of time. Your mental health comes into play, your social life comes into play, all connect to spiritual. And your spirit which allows you to think bigger than yourself, that you can do it, you believe in yourself. Once you have faith and hope, although I normally say hope is lost and faith is crash, but I say that in a joking way, but once you truly believe in yourself, you say that you can't think big. You say about never get up one day and say, oh, I am the biggest, fastest man in the world. No, him use that to be self-care by practical. Him use that to take care of his physical health. Him use that to take care of his mental health. He use that to take care of his social health and his emotional health. So that is quite important. So your spiritual is important. So spiritual self-care does not have to be religious. It does not have to be religious. It's through and through for, and though for some it is. For some it is religious, but for others it is not. So meditation, yoga, going to a worship session to your church or our youth service, being in nature, desire the time of self-reflection. So I did watch an interview with on Smile Jamaica, Weekend Smile, with Crystal Tomlinson, and she said, like, at the end of the year, what she do with her goals that she made, or you are our new year's resolution, our goals that she made in life, she look at these goals and reflect, do a self assessment, do a self reflection, and say, is this authentic to me? Because all of these self care must be authentic to yourself and boost your self esteem as well. So it's linked back to authentic self-esteem, which I will discuss furthermore. So self-care is spiritual self-care is a vital role in all these six self-care: emotional, practical, physical, mental, social self-care. All linked to spiritual self-care. So having these vital roles in your life is amazing. And the six of them is what you need to accomplish, what you need to work towards in your life. Whether it's your relationship, I give you one piece of stress, or make you being so emotional, have mood swing. For a woman are like that, for men, or some men are like that also. Whether it is your professional life, is really stressful because you have to plan a budget for this and that, and especially if you are doing accounting, you have to check the money and make everything right, because if it's not right, it's going to be a problem. And then your physical self-care, keeping taking a walk, doing things that you feel authentic within yourself, and releasing of stress, mental health and social health, will sums up that you have a deeper connection with people. And spiritual is all the combination of all of the above. So now, authentic self-esteem. So this involves having a boost of confidence in yourself. Like nobody not confident like you when you say when you're walking around business and say you're going to get this job. So because you speak what you want and you speak it into being. So authentic self-care involves a positive level of compete and worthiness of the balance in each other in desired ways. So some people who live in this type will feel good about themselves. Once you feel authentic, and when you say you believe in yourself, you feel confident about yourself, and it consistently demonstrate the ability to complete competently deals with life challenges in ways so that makes more use of us in the sense to feel good, you feel worthy of yourself, and your mature level is up, and your adult function, your full functioning as an adult. So these types of self-care is also important to any individual, whether so the self-esteem is associated with numbers of positive characters, which include the ability to stress every single day. So like the US and Iran warfare is going on right about now is a bag of stress, because now Iran attack the troops in their country, and now oil price gone up. First Trump killed the man, and now the oil price gone up. So it's going to affect the entire world. As we in Jamaica may be laughing about it and maybe this and that and say, oh, it not affect we, so we not care about it. But at the end of the day, US buy oil from Iran. They are the fourth largest oil producer to the world, and they buy, US government buy oil from them, and them and Jamaica government buy oil from the US. So if the oil price increase in Iran, it's US going to like literally sell us back dear, and it's going to cost us. And when we get the oil now, our light bill increase, our gas bill increase, our water bill increase. So it affects us. So it's all, this world is interconnected. Whether you don't see it or not, it affects us. So increasing resilience is also one. A sensitive of a frequent positive emotion, nurturing relationship, and that is critical, important key in your relationship, nurturing. Your relationship need water, and I'm not talking about sex. I am talking about having a deep conversation with your partner about their goals, your goals, and how you can combine both of you guys goals and try to make it a reality. Your goals and his goals may be different, but no compromise about it. So it is quite important. And why is it quite important? Because the more you have a high level of authentic self-esteem every day in your life, everything come natural to you now. Because self actualization is also an important part of your life journey, where it can become more able to take the type of you take care of your personal well-being, so it become personal to you. Your career wise become amazing. Your interpersonal risk can lead to growth and development, which is important. Have a strong connection with people. Sometimes you're not gonna have this strong connection with people. I am going to tell you, I am going to be frank with you, and everybody are gonna like you, but you have to be authentic within yourself. And so you have who have some lows, but maybe still positive, and the worthiness may not be as high function or satisfied, or you're satisfied with your life, but you're getting there, like exercising each day to get that body. So yeah, so which is quite important, and these abilities lead up to capabilities of doing the things that is right to you, that you feel comfortable upon yourself to be having to challenge your personal characteristic. having to change, having to accept and adjust and adapt to the interpersonal challenges that you may have, reporting on reasonable satisfaction in life. And some of these is also called the level of self-esteem, that also have a medium self-esteem for a reason, and also have people have also have common forms of self-esteem. But on the flip side of note, I give an authentic self-esteem. On the flip side of note, you have the opposite of positive, so which is low self-esteem. The opposite of authentic self-esteem, low self-esteem. Some days you're going to feel depressed. Some days you're going to feel, yeah, you're not it. You're not it with yourself. And low self-esteem drive you to challenge yourself, to also to sense of lower self-esteem, of low growth. Sometimes, where sometimes you don't feel like it got work because you just don't feel like it. It's just your self-esteem is just low. And the more you've written about your self-esteem, and this is one way to acknowledge yourself, you have a low self-esteem. Talk about it, written about it, and you're unhappy. Sometimes you don't want to talk about it. The anxiety, the insecurity, poor confidence within yourself, less satisfying your relationship because you don't feel wanted in your relationship again. So it has you are just competing with, you're fighting with your demons, with yourself. So artists go through this, everybody go through this. You don't, Beyonce go through this. She have lower self-esteem too as well, but what she do, she work on it. And a lot dealing with personal and interpersonal challenges just can be holding, be benefit to the right stuff, the things that you like to do, and led to failure. Sometimes you do trial and error, failing, rejection. I'm tired of this word, rejection. Every day we get it. I'm tired. Anyway, poor relationship, lack of communication. That is why poor relationship happen, and people step outside of the relationship because one just not giving the vibes. It is just draining. Anyway, but both of them have to work on it if you want it to work. And depression comes into its mood swings, as I said. And then here you have substance abuse and suicidal. Like the man decides if he could kill himself because him saying now nah, nobody for turn to for help him. So him say he might go kill himself, and him tell people so he might go kill himself. People are trying to encourage him, but none of the things what they did are said to him was motivating so him not go kill himself. He did kill himself, decided say for using car running at the ocean at downtown waterfront in Kingston, Jamaica. And I was shocked. And I'm saying, like, when you see people, you don't know where they might go through. So you need to be careful what you say. So like a tweet happened, like a woman tweeted in a jokeified way and say, "Whoa, homosexual man, the man a rape homosexual man now." And then she come back and tweet again and say, "Oh, you guys, I'm going to mute this tweet because you need to take it up with the Lord, etc." And I'm like, you will be tweeting something and I tag her in my tweet and say, "Heterosexual men are very disturbed by your tweet, and nothing funny about your tweet. Rape is rape. If it was a woman was rape, If it was woman, if it was a lot of women got raped, you would say something totally different. So I was saying, like, you need to, like, assess yourself, because rape is rape. This man in some foreign country, I rape one bagger heterosexual man. He put something, maybe he put something in a them drink, and him jug them, and added them something there, and him offer assistance. You know, people friendly offer assistance and say, yo, go to your hotel room, but them drunk, you know, and then wake up in the other morning feeling discomfort in their anus. So it is nothing funny, and he raped about her 100 and had her heterosexual man, and she decides to make a tweet jokify about it. Nothing funny about raping a lot of men. This man decides to rape heterosexual man is nothing funny. When woman when man rape woman, it is a big everlasting thing. Everybody, it's a trend on Twitter. It is all over the news, all over social media. And I'm like, so when a man rape another man, no, why you're not trying to literally trying to escalate the situation or say something that is comforting to a man? Rape by another man, you know, don't mean say that man is homosexual, you know. He means say he just got raped by another man, and nothing is funny about it. But this woman decides if it go on Twitter and make a fun of it, and I did tweet her and say that you're a special stupid fool, because you, if a man rape a woman, everybody is up in arms with it. But it is very disturbing to see your tweet about this. It is not funny. Anyway, so that's why low self-esteem comes into play too, because fair self-esteem is low. Because everybody, and in Jamaica, I've heard story that family member rape the little boy, rape them niece, rape them nephew, rape them this, rape them that, and rape the uncle, rape the little boy family, and nothing come out of it, because everything is swept under the rug. We don't want to show about it. And this man overseas now rape tons of hundreds of heterosexual man, and now he's facing the court. If it was me and the law is in my hands, his body will chop up in 25 pieces, and also he will be light of fire and beating at the same time. Nothing is funny about this. And also defensive self-esteem. I can see eye to eye with this. I'm very defensive. So defensive self-esteem is also problematic characteristic. Very problematic. So there are two types of self-esteem. Low self-esteem, authentic self-esteem. But defensive self-esteem, on the other hand, take a balanced approach to it. So you look at the positive and the negative aspect of it, which is me. I'm very defensive self-esteem, and it conducts with the conflict on unstability, even fragile cases, inability to create a high degree of the vulnerability. So what this woman on Twitter do, create a high degree of the vulnerability. Those men who got raped, you see? And since being vulnerable is not pleasant, no man want to feel vulnerable, trust me. An individual must focus on protecting themselves in any way means possible, which where often defensive comes into play are worthy of question. So self-worthiness is showing the ability and